Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'll be talking with a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers park ranger about opportunities this summer at a project in northern New Mexico. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it is to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and peruse resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, a diamond or platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Tyra Mary is a park ranger for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Cochise Lake Project near Peña Blanca, New Mexico, which is located between Santa Fe and Albuquerque, just a few miles off of Interstate 25. Tyra is looking for paid gate attendance, and that involves greeting guests on arrival, opening and closing the gates, issuing permits, collecting fees, and educating people about park rules. There are also a few volunteer positions open this summer. Paid work campers put in about 41 hours a week over a 7-day period, but they remain at the park the full week. They technically aren't working the whole time, but they stay on site in case something comes up. Then, when that week ends, after a 2-hour transition period, another set of work campers comes on duty and takes over for the following week. So the gate attendants work 7 days on, 7 days off. Volunteers don't have as stringent a time commitment. Whether paid or volunteer, work campers have ample time to explore the many things to do in that area. Santa Fe is rich in culture, as is Albuquerque. It's also relatively close to California, Arizona, and Texas. Work typically takes place from mid-April to mid-October, which ensures you're in the area for the legendary Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, featuring hundreds of hot air balloons drifting across the valley. To learn more about the job, how to apply, and how the bidding process works, please welcome Ranger Tyra Mary to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Tyra. I really appreciate the time. Tell me how long you've been working for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and what project you're at.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate you taking the time. I have been with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for over 2 years now. I first started in the Tulsa District at Keystone Lake, and I have transferred over here to the Cochise Project in the Albuquerque District, actually at the end of June this year. So came here and hit the ground running and went in the project. I was able to move back west. Prior to this, I had 6 years with Carr Parks and Wildlife, so I was excited to move back west into the mountains, first opportunity I could.
Where are you from originally?
Littleton, Colorado.
Okay, so not too far from New Mexico. Yeah.
What was that?
Not too far from New Mexico.
No, not at all.
Okay. So tell people what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is really about.
Really, our first mission for most projects is flood risk reduction. Here at Cochise, that's one of our main missions, as well as sedimentation control, and kind of comes from that is recreation. The dam was fully operational in 1975, and pretty much during the construction, we were authorized to have about 1,200 surface acre for our pool for recreation. So during the construction, it really became public interest. People wanted recreation out here, as well as water for fish and wildlife habitat as well.
And you have your own campgrounds, correct?
Correct, yeah. We have the Cochise side, and then we also have the Tatilla campground on the east side of the lake as well.
Okay, are work campers involved in both of those?
Yeah, we offer our park attendants and then the volunteers for the work campers.
And what types of jobs do the work campers typically perform?
For our park attendants, they're usually, you know, the typical campground house. They provide information assistance to our visitors, you know, control visitor access, open and close their gates for the campgrounds. They issue the user permits, post reservation signs, register campers, and collect the and remit the variety of fees that we use through recreation.gov. Really, they're the friendly faces that first get to greet the campers that come into the campground and welcome them to the project.
Are they working independently for most of the time?
For the most part, yeah. They are considered contractors with us. But for, you know, during their duties, they're doing that with the assistance of rangers as well. We're out here to support them if they have any issues trying to gain compliance with guests, you know, quiet hours and everything like that. We're able to come in and help them with that so they can focus on, you know, being the friendly face and greeting the visitors and making sure everyone's having a good time while they come out here and visit.
How long has your project been utilizing work campers?
Pretty much since the start. They've been a huge asset to us. Yeah, pretty much
for many years then is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What benefits do work campers provide to the Army Corps of Engineers versus remote hire or hiring people from the local area?
I was listening to your last podcast and hope I pronounced the name right with Andy Hoffman. He really hit the nail on the head. You know, the work campers, they live on the park and the project. And that helps them take a little bit extra pride. You know, they're here. It's kind of like their home away from home. And most of them come from other areas and they see what works and what doesn't work. So they come with great experience. It kind of helps just a full feel the team and help just get a all around knowledge, which is always helpful for our visitors.
Now, are the opportunities seasonal or are they year round in your project?
They are seasonal. Generally run April 13th to about October 15th.
Okay. And how many hours a week do work campers typically put in?
Generally, they put in about 39 hours in the booth. And then there's two pass along hours for the other, for the teams. We kind of separate them into teams on each side. So all said and told, it's about 41 hours a week, depending on the holidays or not. But they do get to pass along that information with those 2 hours. And sometimes it doesn't last the full 2 hours.
Okay. And that's right. For you folks, it's a rather unique working arrangement because you have a team coming in to manage the booths at the campground or whatever, and another team is leaving. So the work campers are responsible for overseeing their duties several days on, and then they are off for a couple of days, or correct. Are they working? Are they splitting up those duties every day?
Here at Coach, it's actually really nice. We break it up into 7 days on and 7 days off. So after that week, that's when they do the 2 hour pass along. And it really helps the work campers, you know, really kind of relax during those 7 days and really take advantage of exploring the state and the area as well.
Right. They can still utilize their free campsite if they want to and just use that to, or as a base to travel the rest of the state, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, without a doubt.
Okay. And now this is a completely volunteer position. Is that correct?
Well, some of it, we have the park attendants that are contractors and they do receive compensation. And then we also do have three spots available for volunteers.
Okay. So the requirements would be the same for volunteers as it would be for the contractors?
It's a little different through kind of how they go about getting on in the hiring process. With the contractors, they have to go to the system for award management, or SAM.gov, and they can see the contracts there, and they're able actually to bid on those contracts. Where they're volunteers, they come in, and it's a little more face-to-face, at least at the start, where they're able to talk to us. And it's usually most of the time, you know, they kind of tell us their experiences and they're able to just kind of help out and not receive compensation for that. Okay. Other than the sites.
So the work campers are basically going to that website and then saying, we will do the duties that you want done during those 7 days on, you know, every month for X amount of dollars. And then it's up to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to say, yes, that sounds reasonable, and then hire them for that position?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. How many of these folks return year after year?
We usually, so kind of with the park attendants, their contracts are usually about 3 years. They have a base year and then two option years. And there's, again, there's four sets of the park attendants. So after those 3 years, we usually see one or two rebid. They really enjoy it here and like to stay. For our volunteers that are on park, the three of them, we usually have two return a year.
Okay. And like you said, the volunteers are also expected to work from the middle of April to the middle of October?
Correct. And sometimes, depending on what work needs to be done, they can have a little bit longer than the park attendants can.
Okay. That makes sense. When do you typically start recruiting for the next season?
Usually, like most places, at the end of the recreation season, which for us is about the end of Labor Day, when things kind of start to slow down, we can kind of get a sense of who wants to return and who's going to move on to the next kind of adventure.
Okay. So at this point, being in December when we're recording this, are you still looking for next summer?
Yeah, we are. We are looking for a 2021 recreation summer. Obviously, it's been kind of a weird year, 2020. Yeah.
It has indeed.
People are still kind of in limbo. So we really do encourage anyone that's interested to apply.
Okay. How do you usually acquire the work campers? Are you visiting, setting up displays somewhere, or is it all done online?
Sometimes when we do water safety booths at boat shows and stuff like that, people will ask us, campers in the campground, obviously work camper ads and doing this podcast. Word of mouth kind of is another big issue, another big thing for us to recruit those. And then again, the government sponsored system for award management, the SAM website, where people can see those as well.
Are there interviews involved in the process, or is it all strictly the work campers would submit a bid and you would either accept or reject that bid?
Yeah, mostly it's through, it's not face-to-face. You don't have that interaction for the interview. Most of it is through the system. Once we kind of narrow it down, we can call work references and get those references and talk to them. But for the most part, it's through that bidding process.
Are there any special traits or qualifications you're looking for among the work campers?
Past experiences are preferred, especially people that have at least 1 year of the R1S reservation system. Or just any other past experiences, recreation or Reserve America is a close system or program that the states use. We also just, typical look for friendliness, energetic, and good communication from our work campers.
So there aren't any really special skills that they're going to need in order to take one of these jobs?
Not here, no.
Okay. Do you provide any training?
We do. We always do an orientation at the start of the recreation season that kind of covers dealing with the public and interactions with them using the software. And also, if you become a park attendant, there's some security trainings, basically, see something, say something, safeties that they have to be completed before they start.
Right. And you had mentioned or alluded to earlier that the work campers are not really law enforcement officers. So they are basically educating people about what the rules are. But if they get into a situation where people just want to be, I don't know.
Yeah.
You call the police or the rangers, right?
Correct. Yep. Call one of us rangers and we'll be glad to come out and help them and assist with the public, so that way the work campers don't have to get involved with that, since we have the trainings to deal with that and kind of sort those issues out.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kinds of things can people do in their off hours? You've mentioned you're in the Albuquerque area, and that region alone has a lot of things to do, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Just down the street, there's the Cochiti Golf Club. We have the Tent Rocks National Monument and Bandelier National Monument, just stone's throw away, a national preserve. There's Sandia Peak that's in Albuquerque. It has a cool little tram that you can go eat dinner at the top of it. We have wildlife refuges. I just went down to the other day. We have the Sandhill Cranes coming through where they're going to winter here. You know, all that offers, you know, being here in the West, we have all this public lands. It's a stone throw away where you can hike, fish, pretty much anything you can imagine, outdoor recreation, just a few moments away. Kind of some other exciting things, you know, Cochise to Flagstaff, Durango, Colorado, Denver, Arches, White Sands, Mesa Verde, and Carlsbad National Parks. Most of them are under 6-hour car ride.
Right. So if you have 7 days off, that's nothing, right?
Right. You can really, really explore the Southwest and have a great time doing, because everything is so close. That was one of the things that kind of drew me to the Cochise project when I was able to come back West.
Mm-hmm. I know the full moon nights at White Sands National Monument can be pretty spectacular.
I've seen pictures, and unfortunately I haven't been able to meet it out there yet, but seeing those pictures, I'm anxious to get out there.
Very good. And like you said, they're so close to the other things like Santa Fe, lots of art galleries and things like that for people who enjoy that.
But oh yeah, without a doubt. Museums, art galleries, mm-hmm. and studios. So really, it's really good for everyone. You know, you have the outdoor life, and in the cities, you know, we're only about 30 miles from Santa Fe, 50 from Albuquerque. So you can have the best of both worlds, city and the outdoor rural life.
Mm-hmm. How far are you away from places like a Walmart?
Probably the closest one to us in Santa Fe, it's probably about 35 miles.
Okay.
There are some local stores that sell kind of the basic goods near us, the independent Blanca, that can make some quick access for quick items.
But when the work campers are on duty for those 7 days, they're really not allowed to leave the area because they're fully responsible for, they can. Okay.
As long as one, for the park attendants, we do teams. So as long as one person is there, they're the other person that's able to go out and get groceries or take care of some errands.
Is there something a work camper can do to really stand out in the bidding process and draw attention to themselves as being really qualified?
Mm-hmm. They are able to get in contact with us beforehand. And kind of what really helps is when they talk to us and they really show pride in their past campgrounds, and they take that and they build that and they build excitement for Cochise coming out here. And being excited for the opportunity, that really makes it stand out for me personally.
Is there something that you wish the work campers knew before they arrived to work?
Yeah, I always think, you know, it's a good balance of work and play. There are multiple reasons, you know, why people pursue the work camper lifestyle. Exploring the country, being close to friends and family. So I really think that good balance of work and play is important. Sometimes the seasons can feel long, sometimes it can get stressful after a while, especially after busy weekends. People can get burnt out. So I always suggest trying to see if you can volunteer first and see how you like it before going into a paid park attendant position with the Army Corps.
That's a really good idea. It would be problematic if you get into it a couple of weeks and decide it's not really for you and you're locked into a legal contract for a couple of months.
Right, exactly. So the volunteering, yeah, gives them a lot more flexibility and play to really kind of get a, you know, toe in the water.
Super. Now the park attendants, they're not involved in things like renting boats and bikes and stuff like that, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we don't have that here at Cochise. But if they wanted to use, have anything for their personal use, there's stores in Albuquerque and Santa Fe that offer those rentals.
Okay. In fact, they don't even collect money anymore, right? Everything is pretty much done electronically.
Yeah. With the pandemic and everything like that, we're trying to get that way, to make everything safer for everyone. We are actually working for a reservation system here. We'll be the first, core project to do a, kind of a day use reservation system. We're hoping to have that launched here sometime soon.
Very good. If people wanted more information about the opportunity, where could they find it?
They could email Cochise, Cochiti, at usace.army.mil. And then you can also go online. If you just Google Cochise Lake, will be one of the first things. Make sure you go to the Army page and you can play around and see the Cochise project there, and everything that we have to offer. It's a really cool spot, really unique, and a lot of the terrain is really awesome. It's beautiful out here. New Mexico is the second sunniest state, so you always guaranteed some sun. So it's a great place to be,
with absolutely spectacular sunsets.
Oh, without a doubt.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Tyler. I appreciate the time, and I wish you the best of luck for 2021.
Thank you. You as well.
I'd like to thank Tyler Mary for taking time to talk to us about a paid work camping opportunity at his U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project in New Mexico, located between Santa Fe and Albuquerque. New Mexico has been under some pretty heavy restrictions for more than a year, and everyone hopes that people will soon be allowed to get out and start recreating once again. When they do, I suspect it will be a very busy summer for all the parks and campgrounds in New Mexico. So this work camping opportunity is an ideal one for work campers who desire to spend time in the land of enchantment. No special skills are required for the job. All work campers receive orientation training that goes over how the software works, covers policies pertaining to rules, and how to interact with the public. Tyler is looking for people who have a good balance between work and play. Volunteer positions are also available that don't require the same level of commitment as the paid contractors. For more information about the paid and volunteer jobs, please email Ranger Tyler Mary at cochiti@usace.army.mil. Today's show is sponsored by the Small Business RVer School. This new course from Work Camper is designed specifically for entrepreneurs on the move and helps you build a business you can run anytime from anywhere. This self-directed course helps you be your own boss while reducing stress and saving on taxes. Through a series of online videos and monthly calls, you're taught the steps necessary to build and manage a successful mobile business. Life is too short, so choose what you want to do, when you want to do it, by starting a small business of your own. For more information, visit www.smallbizrver.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for this week. Next time, I'll be interviewing a couple who's been full-time RVing for 7 years. They have some wonderful stories to share. We'll see you next week on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening,